Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sierra Brewer points out it takes a lot of energy to deal with stuff.
If I have less things, I have less things to take care of, and I want to be able to take care of the things that I have.
Brewer is a minimalist. She says having less makes her feel free and allows her to think more clearly.
Even as someone who claims to be a quote-unquote minimalist, I still have moments where I'll be like, wow, I've really allowed myself to just fill every moment, you know, or purchasing a lot of things for a certain thing at one point in time and then having to go through and cleanse. So I don't think it's really this like idea that we reach, you know, the ideal minimalism. It's just this, the process of, it's a cyclical process that we embrace or, you know, want to continue to explore.
In her own home, she likes surfaces free of objects and likes a place for everything.
And so whenever it comes time to, you know, clean the bathroom, there's not 75 bottles of shampoo, you know, and that was something that I used to like product. I was a total product junkie and I would just collect all of these products and I didn't use any of them. I'd use them one time and I'm like, ah, this doesn't really work for me, and then move on to the next thing.
She's even simplified her wardrobe, selecting basic pieces to take the stress out of getting ready every morning. Instead of spending on fast fashion, she invests in more expensive pieces that will endure longer. Brewer writes the conscious living and travel blog Feather of the Phoenix and coordinates a St. Louis meetup group based on another blog, The Minimalist.
In some communities, they've actually established like shared garages where they'll have lawnmowers and weed eater, things that you use, you know, maybe once a month, but otherwise it's just taking up space. And so there's these community spaces that are doing that.
Before you think Brewer has it all together all the time, she knows the struggle. She and her partner just moved.
We'd lived there for 6 years, and he'd been there a little bit longer than me. And there's just things that you collect when you live in a house, you know, and it all ended up in the basement. And so when we were moving, I mean, the most stressful thing was all the stuff that had been in the basement that we didn't use, hadn't seen. Half of it was still in boxes.
Brewer says she's learned that impulse buys are often a symptom of something else lacking in life. She advises people exploring the minimalist lifestyle to be patient with themselves. It's not an overnight change.
Maybe you do one of the challenges and this isn't working for you. It'll hopefully give you, you know, a seed of an idea of just being conscious about what you want to bring into your life and making more space for that.
Megan Lynch, News Radio 1120, KMOX.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.